Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Lee Nelson, Activities Director for Indianola High School, about the past year and the senior class. We're staring down the end of the school year, and while that's not a full end to all the activities at Indianola High School, it's kind of always a good time to check in, joined by Athletic Director, or Activities Director, I should say, Lee Nelson. And Lee, when you take a look back on this school year, I know we still have the summer sports to go, but what comes to mind about Indianola activities?
I think the first part is just how many kids we have involved in our various activities, whether we're talking athletics or fine arts or music or whatever it may be. We're starting to see, our numbers and things go up, which is a great thing to see. Also provides some challenges from a scheduling perspective with, trying to not schedule on top of things. You really see that in the spring. So we try to do our best, but we get to that spring season and it's almost impossible to not have multiple things happening at the same time.
Well, I know when I'm talking with those at the college level, specifically Simpson College, just because that's who I'm closest to, activities are a way to bring the students in. Do you feel like that's kind of affecting high schools too, where if you kind of offer these activities, the students are going to stay there, they're going to participate, and they're going to enjoy their time? Do you kind of feel that relationship there?
Well, I don't think there's any question that activities are some of the things that students really like about going to school. So we don't see, nearly many issues with academics, with kids that struggle with academics that are in activities. I think they understand what the expectations are when they get involved. But I don't think there's, any question. You look at a place like a Simpson College that has these different activities now that they are offering, and that is a different way for them to get students in the door. For us, it's just a way to try to keep all of our kids active. I think we understand that students that are involved in multiple activities are inevitably going to be more successful in school and moving forward after that. So,
well, and then talk a little bit about this year's senior class. I know, when we've talked, it's been a good showing from Indianola students overall. When you think of this year's senior class, what comes to mind?
Well, I just think they're just great kids. I mean, we can look at all the successes that they've had in various activities, but I think the best part is just the type of young people that they are. They make coming to work a lot easier. They make going to the activities a lot more fun. Again, I think we kind of get lost in the success a lot of times where we just have a class full, probably just a school full of great kids that we should celebrate that stuff probably more often than we do.
Talk about the transition from spring into the summer activities, because spring is just this smorgasbord of just so many things going on and people fighting for time, and then it kind of empties out a little bit, and you still have all the youth leagues and all the the middle school teams and the varsity teams fighting for spots, but it gets a little easier and there's a little less people around, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting transition because it's the only one that there's not a clear break between the seasons. Track kind of throws a little wrinkle into that because they are able to start earlier than other spring sports. So they're probably starting and doing stuff the tail end of that winter season. But this one, you're talking about, almost a month, at least 3 weeks of practices for summer sports while spring is still going on. And then there's even a couple weeks still, and this week included, where there are games of both summer and spring happening. So it's kind of the messiest of the transitions, but like you said, once you get past that, it does become a little bit simpler. The only difference being that we basically play baseball and softball games all day long, if we're hosting something. So it does clean up itself quite a bit, but it is a little bit of a messy transition for a month or so.
Well, and last question I have before we'll let you go is the associations kind of put that week off week later on in August, and I think we're a year or two into that now. It did kind of force teams to move up maybe a little bit, but how has that gone so far? Kind of the reset in between the year's activities between summer and beginning fall.
Yeah, I think this is going to be our third year of Family Week. I want to say the first year was when state baseball was still during family week. So if your team played in the state baseball tournament 2 years ago, you didn't necessarily have that break. Where now with baseball and softball happening on the same week, everyone has that week off. There's nothing else that can be done. I think it's a great way for hopefully our families, our coaches, to be able to schedule some time away where, you know, sometimes we run into some struggles, maybe later on in the summer, early in our fall seasons where kids are gone. Hey, I'm going on vacation. And, you know, a long time ago, that makes sense, because when are you going to do it? If you're involved in everything, it would be tough to get away. I think hopefully now this is a way for our students, our families, our coaches to be able to just step away with no thing holding them back, and hopefully they can enjoy it. And then, you know, it's right after that, you're back into fall sports. So, I think it's a really positive thing. It'd be nice if there was a way to do it another time during the school year. I don't think there's really one that stands out as a great time, but it is nice with the amount of things that people are involved in now for there to be a way that they don't have anything going on. There is no excuse. Like, there is nothing happening at the school. Now is the time to go enjoy a week away from it.
Thanks to Lee Nelson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.